Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Chris Webb, the unlikely mentor for sure. Hey, I want to say happy Father's Day to all of your father, all of the fathers out there. And, you know, and then it seems to be common now and recognizable, I think, that to, you know, give a shout out to the single moms out there that are doing both jobs. And I totally get it. And so I want to touch today on what I'm going to do is I'm going to touch today on a little bit of my personal background with being a father, and then I'll move into some of my beliefs moving forward. So I hope you guys are down for that today. I hope that, and hey, listen, I really appreciate all of the subscribes and shares and the feedback that I've been getting from starting these podcasts. I'm really excited about it. I love just having another platform to be able to share a little bit on, and hopefully just to add more value that creates a ton of fulfillment in my life. And hopefully that there is, you know, hopefully that there is value being added. Anyways, I just want to say thank you guys very much from the bottom of my heart. So moving forward, and I'll share some very personal history with me. So I'm 49 years old. I was born in 1971. I was actually adopted. And I was adopted by my grandparents at the time. So my biological parents were very young. I want to say 15, 16. I'd have to go double. It's roughly around there. They weren't in a position to have a baby. My grandparents on my biological father's side decided to step in and adopt me from brand new baby right out of the box. So I was adopted. Shortly after that, my adopted parents got divorced. So then it was just who would be my grandmother, because it would be my grandmother and grandfather who adopted me, right? So it would just be me and my grandmother, which I have always known as my mother. She will always be my mother. It was just her and I. Now she had two boys from a previous marriage, and they were 11, or they still are 11 and 12 years older than me. So that is initially how I, you know, came into this world, and I was being raised, and I didn't never really had a father. At that time, especially, I didn't have a father figure that I, you know, remember or made an impact in my life. My brothers mostly were the ones, being that they were so much older than me. And again, this was back in 1971. Things were very different back then. And then growing up through the 70s. And then it wasn't until, I want to say I was like roughly in third grade, that my mom got remarried to who she is still married to, my father, stepfather, who raised me, had kids of his own, also raised me, but never overstepped, never came in and took over and said, hey, I'm your father, or anything like that. We had a great relationship, I believe. He taught me a lot about, you know, working on cars and doing some other things. And being a good man. He was a good man. He was never mean. There was nothing bad about the man. He's now in a situation where he fell a couple years ago, and he is at home, and he's probably going to pass anytime now. And here we are on Father's Day. I say all of that because I'm kind of pre-framing kind of like my feelings and emotion, and give you guys a little bit of background with me. So I never really had that strong father figure. No one that I feel pointed me in a direction that gave me the guidance to achieve the things in life that I want to achieve. And that isn't a bad thing, because who knows if my dad even knew what I wanted to achieve, right? I don't know. I don't think I knew what I wanted to achieve. But when I did want to achieve more in life, I don't really know if I had the foundation you know, from a father's point of view on how to do it. Now, all of that being said, I got married almost 11 years ago to my wife, Dani, now, who has two children. And I stepped into their lives just like my stepfather stepped into my life. And I see a lot of similarities in the sense that I don't overstep boundaries. I don't come in, or I didn't. I mean, they're older now. I mean, shit. You know, they're, Peyton's moved out of the house, and Spencer is 20. And so now it's a little bit different, obviously, than when they were younger. But I still see a ton of resemblance between how I was raised by my father and how I am fathering, and both as a stepfather, right? Both as a stepfather. I've wanted to be, and so a lot has changed. If you guys have listened and heard my story and things like that, you know, I got to a point about 6 years ago, almost 6 years ago in September, where when I got sober, that I said enough was enough. I was just being a shitty ass role model. I had already started working on my health and fitness, but I was still drinking a lot and smoking. So still, even though I was working out, I was still a shitty ass role model. And so I had to make a change. And from that point was the turning point where I truly wanted to be better than how I knew, or better than what I knew how to be. Does that make sense? Like I knew I wanted to be better. I didn't know what it took. So it wasn't like I had this great advice from being raised. I didn't have this great advice from my father, from my brothers on what to do. And I chose not to do it. That wasn't the thing. It hasn't been the thing. I've never had that advice. And so when I decided to become a better father, better husband, better me, I had to go find that advice. I had to go find it on my own and incorporate it however I can. And I had to find it through other people. So I guess all of this to say that Father's Day always is an interesting holiday for me. I've never had kids of my own. I have no biological children, and I won't. I'm 49, I'll be 50 in November, and I won't have biological children. So Father's Day is a very interesting holiday for me. And though I don't typically make my posts, like, you know, share on social media and things like that, like all about me and woe is me or anything like that, I do try to share my stories. So I hope that this lands on the ears of somebody this might resonate with. I don't know. But coming from a place where I have no biological children of my own, I have no past strong father figure giving advice on how to crush life. And I have, two children that I have raised over these past 11 years that I'm trying to do the very best fucking job I can. This is really cool to be able to share on this podcast like this. I feel like I can really open up on a podcast. I don't know if you guys have ever done a podcast. I'm gonna take a break right here. Just, listen to this real quick and I'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. So I want to just share, maybe some of the things that I've learned over the past few years of getting sober, getting my head straight, getting being on a mission to be the best father I can be. And that really comes down to being the best me I can be. It's interesting because I think when you, well, I don't think, I know, when you work on yourself, when you dive into personal development, personal growth, whether it be books, podcasts, events, mentorship, coaching, whatever it is for you, or all of it, because for me, it's all of it, you really tap into more of who you are. And when you find out who you are, you can make your adjustments from there, right? If you find out where your avoidance is in life, if you find out where you're lacking, if you will, and where you're excelling, and you can shift and adjust from there according to your desired values. And so being on Father's Day and talking about wanting to be a better father, the only way that I found that I could be a better father through everything I shared with you earlier was to lead by example, is to lead by example. That's the only way. I remember thinking to myself when I was having a conversation with Spencer, and I remember thinking to myself, I wonder if he looks outside of the house as and looks up to other fathers, like, wow, what a cool dad, or look at this dad's got his shit together. And I know that he did when I was drinking, for sure. Both our kids did. And I also said that about my wife. You know, I hope my wife doesn't look at other husbands and go, wow, what a great husband. So all of that being said, I have to lead by example. If I want to instill the values in life that I hope my kids would want, which is to be great parents themselves, to be great siblings, to be great people. And all of this really just boils down to self-responsibility. It really does. It's just being responsible for the fucking decisions that you make, right? And not blaming, not being the victim. So as I was doing the things I was doing, not admitting that I was being a victim leaning on being a victim, I was still on the inside feeling victimized. So my avoidance to that was drinking and partying and being smartass and all of that stuff, as opposed to looking inside to the person that I needed to become, right? Because we can all look at where we want to go in life, but we need to figure out where the fuck we are right now. Like right now, like where are we? Who am I? What am I avoiding? What hurts? What do I need to fix? What am I not doing? What am I doing? We need to figure out where we are right now to get us to where we want to be. So as a father, and any fathers listening to this, I guess my encouragement to you, because I'm definitely not on a soapbox, I'm not perfect by any fucking means, I do have pride in the direction that I'm going. And in saying that, I encourage other fathers to do the same. And I know that there are lots of y'all that are kicking major ass, way more ass than I'm kicking. And then I know that there's people kicking just as much ass as that I'm kicking. And I know there's people that is not kicking as much ass as they want to be kicking, right? So I know where I'm at. I know where I'm at in regards to my peers. I know where I'm at in regards to people who are listening to this. So number one, if you're listening to this and we know each other, and you have played an integral role in my pursuit to better, then number one, I thank you. I thank you, and I'll always be a student to you and your advice. To my fellow travelers, fellow fathers who are kicking ass and who are doing the things, who are working on themselves, who are striving to be the best versions of themselves they can be to be that role model for their kids, then I commend you, and I'm grateful to have you as peers and as brothers in our mission to be the best fathers that we can be. And then for those of you who still need to work on it, that might not be the right word, because we all can work on being better. But maybe for those who, you know, to be quite honest with you, if you don't give a shit as a father, you're probably not even listening to this podcast. So if you are listening to this podcast, then you probably do give a shit. So if you do give a shit, but you're not doing the things, then my encouragement to you is have a real fucking deep look in the mirror and ask yourself who you are and who you want to be. And do you want your kids to look outside of the house for their hero? Or do you want to be the hero at home? Now, your littles might say, Daddy, you're my hero. And in the back of your mind, you might be going, fuck, I can't believe I'm getting drunk, all this. Or maybe I'm not being all I can be with my career, with my job. I'm not communicating with my wife as much as I should. Like, you could have all of these avoidances, all of these things going on, and your kids could still look at you as the hero. But are you the fucking hero? Or do you see it? Do you see it in the mirror? Are you proud of yourself? Are you in alignment with that? With what your kids believe that you are. You're always going to be the hero in your kids' eyes. Now, does that feel right? Does it feel right? Because that's how we get better. If we can get in alignment with what our kids believe that we are, assuming that they believe that you're the hero. Now, if your kids are older and you've been a fucking jack off your whole life as a father, then they might not look at you as the hero. So then it might be time to change it. And all I can say is the best advice that I could give, because I definitely wasn't the hero. I never had littles running around going, oh, daddy, my hero. My kids grew up seeing a guy that was fun, happy, but drunk and smoked and did not have a solid career that took our family anywhere. Does that make sense? Like, some fathers struggle with, you know, giving everything that we can to our family so that our wives and our kids can have everything that they want in life, but feel capped out. Capped out at the top. I don't know what else to do. Look, there is no financial problems, only you problems. There's no relationship problems, only you problems. There's no parental problems, only you problems. So the advice has to be, look at you. The advice has to be, look in the mirror. Now, I'm not trying to beat anybody up, but this is what I needed to fucking do to get my shit together and stop pretending I was cool and pretending that you know, my kids, you know, had this fun dad. And deep down inside, I was in avoidance. I did not want to look at the person that I really was. Didn't want to look at it. So happy Father's Day, right? Hey, listen, if you know me, you know that I'm very passionate about growth. I'm very passionate about becoming better humans. And I haven't been my whole life. I can say over these past 3 years, I've been a significant change in my life. But I can tell you right now, when you do, you inspire others. When you do step more into your greatness, you inspire others. So if I'm talking to the fathers out there right now, when you do step into being a better father, you inspire other fathers to be better. So you fathers that are kicking ass right now, you inspire me to be better. And that's why I'm sharing this right now. Does that make sense? I hope to God that this makes sense. It's a ripple effect that we get to do as humans with social media. We get to inspire others to be better through the betterment of ourselves. So listen, happy Father's Day to all of you fathers out there. Because if you're listening to this, I truly believe that you want better in your life, wherever you are. Wherever you are in your life, I truly believe that you want better. If you're listening to podcasts, if you're watching YouTube videos, if you're reading books, if you're going to events, if you're getting surrounded by people who are making you better, I commend you. I think it's badass and we all need to do more of it. So you are my brothers. I appreciate you. I love you. And I just want to say happy Father's Day once again to all of you fathers and to all of you mothers out there that are playing both roles that have to step into that fatherhood role as well. And if there are, you know, and if you're, you know, I don't know how else to say this, but there are some shitty ass dads out there that are not fathers. And without getting too negative energy towards that, we have to look at the positive. We have to look at ourselves, become the role models we want to be, and use that positive energy within ourselves to help guide our kids. I hope this makes sense, as opposed to using the negative energy towards someone who's not doing it. Because we can talk shit about someone else and talk shit about what someone else is not doing, that's negative energy, that's the blame game. It doesn't do anything for the growth of ourselves, the betterment of ourselves, and the growth and betterment of our children. We step up, we take self-responsibility, self-love, self-growth, self-forgiveness, action, move forward. And listen, thanks you guys for jumping on today, whether you're listening today on Father's Day or you're listening at another time. Thank you guys for jumping on. Thank you guys for taking action and pushing the play button. And again, if you guys want to screenshot this right here, put it on your social media, be sure to tag me. Be sure to give one takeaway from what you got from this episode. I will definitely shout you out on my social media. And every week I do a giveaway to give out something cool for people who do this. You get entered into a drawing to do that. So happy Father's Day, y'all. Have a great day. Love you.